No excuse. Hit the road in an affordable pre-owned motorhome, travel trailer, or folding camper, and make every weekend a mini vacation. Check us out at buyearlyrv.com, Eureka, Missouri.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where it's at. When was the last time you treated yourself to the best lobster or crab on the planet? They split it in half for you, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned clarified butter. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and open for dinner 7 days a week. And serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Looking for a great place to watch the game? Well, swing by one of Hotshots Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. Hotshots has great drinks, an amazing menu with options including burgers, pizzas, and award-winning wings. Plus, all the sports you can handle served up by the lovely Hotshots ladies. Find a location near you today at hotshotsnet.com. Hotshots Sports Bar and Grill, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
If you're like most folks, you probably spent too much money on the holidays. Now the statements are coming in the mail and you're almost scared to open them. This year, let me help you get rid of it all with a cash out refinance. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny.
What is that I hear?
Can't you hear a pitter-patter?
Oh, okay.
And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rage. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
Well, it's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Cross over.
That's good.
I'll be rich.
That's good.
As Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
I do.
You do what?
I have a Burt segment.
Oh, well, I haven't asked yet.
Oh, okay.
I'll do that now. Good afternoon, everybody. We're thrilled to have you. It is the 25th of January, but it doesn't feel like it. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. We'll be here at 6 o'clock, and Larry Connors takes over. We, when I think to do it, and we don't have so much other stuff that it gets pushed out, we do a thing called the Burke segment, and it's because of my high school American history teacher, Jack Lloyd Burke, who started the class like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I'd like to introduce Trevor Limey Phillips. Take it, Lime. Take it, Limestone.
All right, so yesterday, Tim put this in
Nim.
Yeah, I was thinking about Larry Nasser. I don't know why. But,
he
reminds
you of me?
No.
You know, something you say that I kind of like, the way you say it. You say anything. is there anything else? Anything.
Anything.
I kind of like it.
All right.
Yeah. I go ahead, sorry.
Well, yesterday, Tim was talking in the news about the conviction of Larry Nasser. And then after the news, you were talking about how the judge has been now nicknamed the Shero,
mm-hmm.
right? So I thought that was kind of cool. And yesterday, I was flipping through Facebook and I actually heard a video of the judge handing out the conviction to Larry Nasser. And how long eventually did he get?
Well, he got 60 years in federal prison and then 40 to 175 years in state prison.
Yeah. Well, the delivery that the judge used, and I don't know her name. I should have Googled it beforehand, but I didn't. Tim, if you could help me out on that one and Google her name, thank you. But the way that she handed out the sentencing yesterday, I believe it has earned a round of applause because it just, it finally maybe put out a view to the criminals out there that, hey, if you mess up, you're going to go to jail for a long time. I think there are too many criminals out there.
It's never worked. It's never been a deterrent. Criminals are still going to be criminals, but it should work that way.
Her name was Judge Aquilina, and what she did, I don't even want to mow your lawn here.
No, of course not. I've got something.
But she did something I've never seen a judge do. Larry Nassar, I guess, read a statement in court, and he sort of said, yeah, I was manipulated into these charges, and some of this that really isn't true. And she took his printed out statement, I guess, that she was reading as she was reading, and she threw it.
Wow.
Wow. Good for her.
But this is the little bit of the audio of the sentencing. It's not great quality because it was taken from video inside of the courtroom. She wasn't mic'd up or anything. It's about 30 seconds long, but her delivery, I just think, is it was just powerful. That's all I can say. So here is that.
Sir, I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months. I just signed your death warrant, and I want you to know, as much as it was my honor and privilege to hear the sister survivors, it is my honor and privilege to sentence you. Because, sir, you do not deserve to walk outside of a prison ever again.
Now, sorry about the quality, but I think that is great. The best part of it was
when she says, I just signed your death sentence.
Yes,
what she means is they're going to kill you in there. Yeah. That's the best part.
Even if they don't, he is going to die in prison. His body is never going to see the light of day again. By the time his sentence is up, nobody's going to remember that he was alive.
She wasn't done. There was more to that where, I guess, she was talking about Larry Nassar being a doctor, and she added on to that at the end. And by the way, with you being a doctor, I wouldn't send my dogs to you.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well,
she was pretty awesome.
I wonder if anybody takes bets on whether or not he'll be, how long he'll last before he gets killed in prison.
If they kill him in about a year.
And I'm gonna, it's like torturous.
Give him the McVeigh over under. How long did McVeigh last? A year and a half?
Well, McVeigh went.
Oh, he went to death.
He was put to death.
I meant Dahmer.
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 Dahmer, yeah, he got killed in the bathroom.
With a broomstick.
I don't think he lasted very long. I don't think he lasted 5 years.
No. I think NASA's maybe going to make it 6 months. But the way the judge said, I just signed your death warrant, your death sentence, and you should never set foot outside of a prison ever again, I thought that was really quite powerful and very cool. And I'm glad that she said it, you know? Whether or not it's going to have any effect on other criminals out there.
No, it won't. It won't. Nothing does.
I still liked it, and I thought it was cool. So that was my Burke segment contribution for today.
You can talk and talk and talk to people about drunk driving, and we still have lots of people driving drunk and killing people. Nothing seems to work. The not smoking stuff, where they show the person dog gag with the thing in the throat. You'd think that would, oh, man, I don't want to be like that. Nah, doesn't do any good. It just doesn't do any good. That stuff just doesn't work.
Because
it should work.
Everybody thinks it's not going to be me. That's not going to happen to me.
My grandpa smoked till he was 95. He run our family, we can handle it. So just go ahead and smoke. And I don't know that we'll ever find anything that will get people's attention to the point where they're, ooh, shoot, I'm going to stop this. So well done there, Limestone. Anybody else, Burke segment?
I got one, Frank.
All right. I'd like to introduce, he's a newsman. He's also a private investigator. Tim Woodburn. It's all yours.
I'm going to tell you this right now, Frank. The gods of Wendy's struck back at me today because a couple of days ago on this show, I made fun of Wendy's and how they make their chili, which I had privileged knowledge of because I worked there as a teenager at the one on Lehman Ferry Road in South County, 30 years ago. So today, I miraculously had about 10 extra minutes of time before I had to come on the air here today. And I love Wendy's. I just don't like their chili, but I love Wendy's. And I drove
I like their chili.
Oh, and I drove right by the studios, right down Manchester Road, and Wendy's is a sticky 2 miles down on the right-hand side, and I'm driving a brand-new 2017 Nissan Pathfinder with about 30,000 miles on it, beautiful car, never had a thing wrong with it. I pull into Wendy's 20 minutes ago, and order my food, and the gal hands me out my food, and I pull out of that parking lot. Before I got out of the parking lot, I had a flat tire.
No, oh, man.
And so now
there
I got now, and now it's 2:51 at that time, and I'm on the air at 3:00. And my options at that point are shoot screenshots of my printed out newscast to Limey and tell him to read the news.
I could have done that.
While I, like, you know, scramble and figure out what's going to happen here, because AAA's not going to get there in 9 minutes, and put my donut on, and I'm not very mechanically inclined. I drove across the street to Auto Tire, and those guys stuck enough air in my car. It was the tire was so bad that the horn was beeping on the car. You need to see your tire pressure. I didn't know horns did that when you had that low a tire pressure, and it was rattling. So he put just enough air in my tire to get me from Auto Tire to the station to where I could get on the air, and I walked in the door at about 2:58:58. And read the news, and here I am with my AAA card in my hand. But the gods of Wendy's heard me, and they have struck back.
Yeah.
And all I have to say is this. I love your chili. I love your chili.
The other thing, the other takeaway.
It's the best chili in the world, and I hope you hear that.
The other takeaway from this, ladies and gentlemen, is the dedication to his job of Tim Woodburn.
Yeah.
I don't care what it takes. Give me some air in my tire. I have to be at work.
I need air. I need air.
There's a message there for young people. Work ethic.
Yep.
Yeah. And you're probably cursed not only by Wendy's but by Landolf, because what I heard you say you drive is not a Chevy from Landolf, so there's a curse there.
I bought the car before I got this job, Frank. I'm grandfathered in.
Okay.
Grandfathered in.
Somebody, that's two people who, as they used to say, put the hex on you.
Yeah.
You ever hear that? Well, put the hex on him.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else? Dan?
I do. I have something.
All right, this is a bass player in a band. The Sinbad Seven, and he is also a singer, and he has been a car salesman, assistant manager of Sambo's, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Strauss, take it away.
Thank you so much. And it's the Seventh Planet Band.
Okay.
So my daughter is at SEMO.
You have a daughter?
I do have a daughter. I know I don't talk about her much, but she's at SEMO, and she's she wants to go into teaching and music, and she wants to be a choir director and things like that at maybe a middle school or a high school or something like that. But they had something going on at Tantera down at the lake starting today and through Saturday. So she was riding down there with a friend of hers that's in the same program, and they stopped at McDonald's to get some breakfast.
Had a flat tire?
No, they didn't have a flat tire. Stopped at McDonald's to get something to some breakfast this morning on the way, and the person in line that right ahead of them bought their breakfast for them.
Aww.
I know, it was really nice.
Yeah, that's that pay it forward thing.
Yeah, I guess so. But they said whatever they want, just go ahead and I'll pay for it. So she was flabbergasted.
And did she do the same thing? Whoever's behind me, I'll pay for theirs.
No, whatever they no. I taught her better than that.
Yeah, you take, you don't give.
Yeah, you take the food.
And run. In this world.
Dan's daughter went, I'd like to change my order. Can I add on a double Supreme and two more smoothies?
Yeah.
Were they at the drive-thru or were they inside Wendy's?
They were inside.
I mean, McDonald's.
Inside.
They were inside. So somebody there saw them and said, hey, bring me their check or something?
No, they ordered a... The person, they were in line ahead of them. You know how you order, and then they ordered and moved over to the side, and then Alyssa and her friend got up there and ordered, and that person said, I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to pay for their breakfast.
Do you know if it was a male customer that paid for her food? Because I don't want to put this in your head, but he might have been looking for some favors.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? No, I don't
that's
know.
That's exactly what I was about
chicken
to ask.
Nugget
this guy could have been this guy could have been a pedophile or something.
Well, Alyssa's 21.
How was Alyssa?
21.
Then it wouldn't be pedophilia. He just could be like some sicko.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll pay for her food. And then they strike up a conversation. And then, you know, he abducts her.
I hope she wasn't behind Nelly's tour bus.
No.
That's become under issue recently.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was a man or a woman. But
good.
Now, what's the deal with the tour bus?
He is being sued by three women. I had this in the newscast as the final story. Three women have filed a joint sexual assault and defamation civil lawsuit against him. A couple months ago, he was arrested in Washington State because a woman accused him of sexually assaulting her. Well, she then went and had a rape kit done and so forth and so on. Well, then she refused to cooperate in the criminal investigation. Well, now she and two other women, who she doesn't even know, are the three of them jointly filing a sexual assault and defamation lawsuit against him for events that occurred on that bus in that state during that tour, right during that time.
Are they saying if it was him or not, or are they just saying he's him?
It's a very detailed lawsuit.
Well, and here's the thing. She's probably more comfortable doing it with strength in numbers with somebody else.
Right. True.
And felt like she didn't have a chance by herself. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll see where that goes or leads. I guess we can close the Burke segment. Oh, Dan, were you finished?
Yes.
The Burke segment is officially closed. I had this for the last 3 or 4 days and I didn't get around to it, so I'm gonna share this with you today. This is an email. It's from who's the name on here? I don't know. There's no name. I didn't put the name down, but let me read to you. It says, "Ma'am and the PM, Frank, here's a true story for you and the gang." And then he says, "Many, many, many years ago, he had a wart on his left hand about a quarter inch. It was bad." I guess he means a quarter inch in diameter. He said, "I used to trim it with a razor blade."
Wow.
"And it was sore and it would bleed." No, I've seen people do that. I've seen that. He said, "Sore, bleeding." And one day, my grandpa said, "Freddie, Mr. Van Trees, our next door neighbor, wants to see your wart." So he says this is absolutely true. So he goes over to Mr. Van Drees next door, and Mr. Van Drees said, "Do you want to keep that wart, or would you like to sell it to me?" And he says, he's a kid. He goes, "Yeah, okay, I'll sell it to you." He says the neighbor took out a penny and rubbed it on the wart and said, "I just bought your wart. It belongs to me now. Here's the penny. I'll get it in a couple of days." He says a week went by, and he looks down, and the wart is gone.
Wow.
And he says, I don't know what happened. I asked Mr. Van Trees, the neighbor, about it, and he said he got it a couple of days ago, and sure enough, he had a wart. He says, "I'm telling you, this is true, so help me. I've never forgotten it. Maybe somebody there has had a similar experience." Well, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think any of us have ever had an experience. First of all, when you're a kid, I think sometimes you remember things differently than they really happened. Or at the time when you're a kid, you sort of, because suggestion is a powerful thing, the power of suggestion. And the fact that he said, "Okay, it's mine now, and in a few days I'll have it," maybe he already established, well, I don't know. I'm not saying the guy's a liar. I wrote him back and said, "I'm not saying it's not true. But come on. Rub it with a penny and it goes to the other guy." But I will tell you something that, and Dan knows about this, and we had over the years at least 4, 5, 6 people who had called us every time we start talking about little things that people didn't know that actually work. Like, if you get a hold of a pair of nylons, it's the greatest shoe shining tool in the world. Instead of using a rag to kind of buff your shoes after you polish them, take a nylon stocking. It shines them like crazy. Leaves, if you have a plant, you make the leaves shiny, you rub Miracle Whip, salad dressing, or mayonnaise on them. So we're talking about this, and more than once somebody said, if you get a mosquito bite, take a blue ballpoint pen and draw a circle around the bite,
mm-hmm.
and it will not itch. Now, I thought, yeah, that's hogwash. And I rarely get mosquito bites, but I got a mosquito bite, and I happen to remember that. So I went, I got a ballpoint pen, I drew a circle around it, and I am not kidding you, it did not itch that from that second.
I tried it too. I had a mosquito bite, and I did the I circled it, and didn't.
Dan, do you remember the other one? And we tried in the parking garage with the key fob thing?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Somebody said if you go hit the thing and you can't find your car,
yeah,
hold it under your chin and open your mouth, and it gives it more range. And I am not kidding. I've tested this like 5 times. It works. I've done it outside in the parking lot. I've done it in a parking garage. And here's how I've tested it. I'll take my key fob and I'll keep walking away till I get so far that the car doesn't get the signal anymore. Then I hold it under my chin, open my mouth, there it is. Wow. It extends the range.
Does this go into, are we getting into a cure for sneezing and hiccups while we're having this whole conversation?
I
have a cure for sneezing.
Frank has a cure for hiccups.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I've told my hiccup story, but let's hear the sneezing cure.
This is a mental thing that was taught to me by my stepfather, who has got degrees in science and math and things that are way above beyond my pay grade. But if you mentally envision yourself going through the sneeze as you're starting to wind up and get ready to exhale the sneeze, your body will stop the sneezing process.
What?
I'm telling you.
You visualize that you're already sneezing.
Like, you know how you get that 3 seconds before you're about to let it rip, right? And you're getting that, you're getting that
wheeze. Here it comes.
Now you visualize yourself sneezing and and you visualize yourself sneezing, and the body will shut down the sneezing process.
All right, I don't buy that.
I'm telling you, you try it next time you want to sneeze.
Who told you this?
My stepfather.
I'm not calling him a liar. Mm-hmm. I have a tough time with that one.
It's worked for me. Now,
next time I'm going to sneeze, I'm going to try that.
The sneeze will come back 5 minutes later. You just can't keep. Eventually, your body's going to want to sneeze. But if you're just in an area where you need to suppress it the one time, like when your mic's hot on a radio show or doing something along those lines, you need to suppress it. You need to suppress it once or twice. That's how to do it.
There was a story within the last week about a guy who tried to suppress a sneeze. By the way, you're never supposed to do this. You know how you hold tight and keep any of the sneeze from coming out?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You can blow yourself up from the inside out. This guy did that. It was just on the news this past week. He tried to suppress a sneeze, and he broke some part of his bone in his throat or something. I mean, he had to have surgery. Yeah, you can't do that. You cannot... Just sneeze, well, in your sleeve or something. But sneeze, for goodness, you can't try to hold it in. It's
anyway.
Yeah. So that was it. The wart thing. I have now. Here's one. I forgot where some resort, and I noticed at intervals, several feet apart, they had Ziploc bags hanging up with water and a penny in them. It was a shiny penny, not a dull penny, a copper penny in a Ziploc bag with water. And I thought, what the heck is that? And they said, keeps the flies away. And I've heard that more than once.
Now, I've done that.
What is it about that? The flies go swimming. Flies look up and go, oh, don't go there. There's a penny in the bag.
Shiny penny in the bag.
I mean, I can see why flies go, hey, that blue thing, you hear that zapping? I lost my brother to that a while ago, and all the rest of my family don't fly into that thing. That I can see, but the penny in the bag.
If you have flies out in your house and you can't get rid of them, like I have an outdoor screened-in porch room at my house, and sometimes, you know, open up the door when I'm entertaining or whatever, flies get in, and, you know, they drive you nuts for about 3 days. If you leave out cups of coffee with cream, so like your coffee looks sort of like whitish brown instead of like the dark brown.
Yeah.
By the next morning, each cup will have a fly or two in it. They cannot resist that color of coffee in your house, and they'll dive bomb into it and they'll die.
Suicide.
Yeah.
They commit suicide.
Like suicide by coffee.
Creamed coffee suicide.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of using the same thing with fruit flies and whatnot. You use beer. You make like a cone out of a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. You put a small amount of beer or something or ale at the bottom of a glass. Stick the cone in. They crawl down into the cone, get stuck in the beer, and end up drowning. They can't. They fly all the way down to the bottom, they can't get back out.
I got one. If you want to catch flies at your house, put a big glob of horse manure on your kitchen counter. And just a fresh road apple, and the flies will come right to it, and then you can swat them. There's my contribution.
Road apple.
Now we're going to take a break, and the first part. Hey, Limey, do you have that theme music?
I do indeed.
Let's hit it and see how it works. I think this could be a regular thing for us.
Yeah.
It's the, you know, the dinosaur.
You want me to hit it now?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right now. Get it. I mean, like, right now.
There we go.
There it is.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet.
I think what we do, Limey, is we edit out the harp in the beginning.
Okay.
And just take it from where the little bitty intro, dun dun dun, see the USA. And then when people hear that, they know they're about to hear from this guy, John Landoff Jr.
Hey,
John.
Hey, hello. Please. Enough with the applause. Come on. It's embarrassing. Hold on a second. How are you?
Good. You like your theme song?
I love the theme song. That's like when you're going on, like, with Johnny Carson. They used to have a, you know, Doc Severinsen would play a, you know, a theme song, you know, or with Jay Leno. And if you notice, I'm not mentioning the current late night programs because I think they all stink. We actually tried to watch Jimmy Fallon last night.
I can't do it.
For 5 minutes. And the monologue was anti-bam, anti-Trump, anti-Trump, anti-Trump. I said, change it. I'm done. I can't stand it. So, yes.
No, that's all anything is. Colbert, SNL, it's all anti-Trump. Seth Meyers, it is all anti-Trump.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, here, first of all, I don't, you know, we don't talk politics and I don't talk religion. I'm a very religious person. I don't believe that a lot of the politicians in this country, you know, give anything about what they should be caring about, and that's where their, you know, their constituents, us, okay, they care about getting reelected.
Yep.
They get elected, you know, and again, that's enough. I'm done.
They're actually here's what I think of it. I think of it as politicians all playing a game that we're not allowed to play. We're not on the team. We think that we are, but we're just spectators. They're playing the game, and it's kind of a game for them. It's a power game. And
I agree.
We have nothing to do or say about it. We're just on the outside looking in. And, he landed. I'll leave it here. He landed in Switzerland. They see that reception in Switzerland? Oh, my goodness, like he was a rock star or something. And
And they were asking him, the U.S. press, so, how do you think you're going to be received? He goes, well, I think I'm already being received really, really well. Didn't you see the reception I got? I mean, so, hey, say hi to my son, John Monmouth III. John, say hi to Frank Opinion and the team, the AM and the PM crowd.
How's it going, everyone?
Hey, John, Sticks. It's going great. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
You know, they're playing Diana Shore, See the USA in Your Chevrolet. That's my new theme song.
Oh, awesome.
And that was a theme song.
Yeah, he has no idea what we're talking about. John the Third, Sticks, do you have any idea what we're talking about? Dinah Shore, See the USA, do you know what that is?
It was a song. I think I remember it it's before my time, but...
Yeah, no kidding, it's way before your time.
And this stuff, I've heard it before, definitely. I think my grandpa used to sing it sometimes.
Yeah, he probably did. If you know him, he probably met Dinah Shore, you know? But, so it's a beautiful day. Can you believe 60 degrees,
it's
sunny?
It's like 66 right now. It's awesome.
Yeah, I had to cut my legs up from underneath me. It's kind of about supposed to be a little bit about Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. You know, I say 60, you say 66.
John. It's beautiful. It's 60.
Dan, one day you'll learn.
I know. I'm sorry.
He's a little bit
sensitive. Oh, I'm just having it, right? You know, because I know, let's be honest, Frank, tell them that once in a while, if I get, you know, a little offensive and I pick on you, you get emails. People don't like this. They love you. I am not allowed to give you trouble, and that's why I won't.
Can I do a little experiment right now? Is the Third still there? Is he still with you?
Yes.
I'd like to try something. I'd like to print, let's go forward in time, ahead in time, about 10 years. John Jr. has retired. He's not really working to do it. And now John the Third is in charge, and he's stayed with us. So this is 10 years in the future. And now, folks, I'll say hi to John Londoff the Third. John, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing great. What's going on? How's business?
It's good. It's good. Beautiful day out here. Plenty of customers on the lot. We have some unbelievable deals right now. We've got a nice selection remaining of 2017 that we definitely have priced to sell. Plenty of great 2018s. Probably in my lifetime, the best product Chevrolet has ever made. So,
well, I told you, Jeff, you remember, John, I told you, I said, man, these 2028s, they are beautiful vehicles. I remember I told you that, and I'm glad you're great. Yeah. Look, we can stop it right here. Folks, I think he's going to be fine. I think he can pull this off. Good job.
So, John, the third, how's your dad doing? We used to talk to him all the time. How's he been?
I just happened to pop in today. And
yeah, John the third, sorry to hear about your dad. May rest in peace.
that's kind of cold. You know, Mimi lives in Sioux, and she might have to punch you. You know,
there's a message. There's a message in that for you, and the message is: if you retire, you just won't have as much to live for, and you might not be able to stand it. Mm. There are people that retire, and like 3 weeks later, they drop dead.
Oh, no. He'll be over there.
Huh?
You'll stop in. I know you.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. So, I just thought he did great, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did really well. I thought he'd freeze up, but he didn't.
Unbelievable personality. No. He's really funny, too. Very funny, and makes us laugh.
Does he tell jokes?
Not like you. Not as well.
How about that? There we go.
That was a very smart answer. Now, that was a smart answer, because if he'd said, he knew what I was going to do, I was going to go tell him a joke. So, that was smart. That was smart.
I said, the boys working in the business, all of our sons, our other son, Harry Londoff, is... Are you climbing the ladder, working for Worldwide Technology, doing an unbelievable job? Here's a young man that had all the opportunity to come here and work for the company. And he goes, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I want to see what I can do out in corporate America. I want to see what I can do out in the corporate world. And I'm proud of all the boys. Unbelievable. But John and Sam here working for the company, that's our educational dollars coming back right at us, baby. You kidding? Huh?
Now, the son that wants to go in the corporate world, which one is that, Harry?
Yeah, Robert Harry. Robert Harry Londoff. Well,
how about this? Robert. How about this? I got a hypothetical. He ventures out on his own, decides, I'd like to visit the corporate world. And then 8 years from now, you're still working, and you're still using the show, hopefully. And then you find out that Harry is the CEO of the Ford Motor Company. He went out into the world and checked out the corporate world and made it big at Ford Motor Company.
I don't think I'd have said that.
Well, it's hypothetical.
Oh.
It's hypothetical. Oh. Or would he never do that? I say he wouldn't do it. Even if he was offered the job, he wouldn't do it.
Hey, John, may Frank...
Are you looking for a response from me?
I don't think so. Not
John,
that I thought about it.
Let's go into the future. And John, we're sorry to hear about Frank's passing, but Strauss's Playhouse will be coming up at 5.
Strauss's Playhouse. That's pretty good.
That's pretty
probably
funny.
More likely scenario. Yeah, and probably more likely to happen. All right, so if anybody is interested in talking to you or anybody, John the Third, or anybody at the dealership, what would your phone number be?
314-837-1800. Well, how'd you like that delivery? Slow.
That was perfect.
314-837-1800. And AM and the PM crowd, 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. LONDOFF.com. And right. It's been great, as always, getting to talk to you here on a beautiful Thursday. We will be open as late as the AM of the PM crowd wants. They can call us, get the ball. They can email us, and I can tell you this much. Come and see us. It's going to be a big weekend, beautiful weather, and we're ready to move some iron. Don't you love that line?
Move starts a good line. All right. John the Third, nice talking to you.
You too, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. We'll send you some business. All right, John. Thank you. AM and the PM people, the crowd, on the way. Nah, I was going to do something, but it is semi-political, so I'm just going to wad it up and throw it away, because...
Good idea.
Once you get started, you can't quit. We need to take a break, Limey.
We do indeed, sir.
Well, then let's do it. Folks, you are listening to 590 The Fan.
And we're going to check in with Tory Lyons and see how traffic looks.
traffic's brought to you by Audible. Accident moved to the right shoulder eastbound 270 at Hanley. Delay start at McDonald. Northbound 170 backing up basically between 70 and 270. Accident westbound 70 before 79 in the left lane. Crowded Hampton to Clayton Skinker on westbound 64 and Maryville Road at 203. An accident with a rollover in Granite City. Stay motivated, informed, and entertained through the power of audiobooks. Listen anytime, anywhere with the Audible app. Start a 30-day trial and your first one's free. Just go to audible.com. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. One of the many great lessons that my brother Tony and I have learned over the years from our mom is not to be greedy. We began our company back in 2006 with the same advice instilled in our business practice. Since we buy our Bosch appliances factory direct, we pass that savings on to our customers. How do you think we came up with the motto, our savings are your savings? We have now grown from one Appliance Discounters location to the sixth one in Fairview Heights, Illinois. We feel very fortunate that we can pass our Bosch savings on to you.
Keep making Shea Fitz Arena the best home court advantage on Saturday, January 27th for the annual Billikens Whiteout when the Billikens host the Dayton Flyers at 3 p.m. For tickets, visit SLUBillikens.com. It's the Billikens versus Dayton. Saturday, January 27th at Shea Fitz Arena, the home court of Billikens basketball. Get your tickets today. Visit SLUBillikens.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Gateway says arrive in style this year in a new Buick LaCrosse with up to $13.5 off MSRP. How about the new Buick Encore compact SUV that is ready for anything that life throws at you with up to $7,200 off? The always popular GMC Acadia will always have you driving like a pro with up to $14.5 off. Give your neighbors something to talk about with the impressive newly restyled 2018 Buick Enclave starting at $39,995. 17 acres of cars. Come on in. Gateway, the right way.
Come on, baby.
Well done.
Come on, baby.
Folks, it's Thursday. So you know that, I mean, Scott Sherman will join us during the 4 o'clock hour and help a lot of people with legal issues and questions. So what I'm going to do, because I really do need, we need, for you to be ready to call and be on the line and holding once we kick off the 4 o'clock.
Oh, and I was talking to Scott too earlier, and yeah. He has something that's actually pretty big.
Limey told me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So here are the numbers. If you can capture them somehow, remember them, write them down, put them in your phone, and be ready. That'd be great. 314-821-0590. Now he's not here now. I'm just preparing you for 4 o'clock, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. Now, Saturday morning at 7 o'clock is the yard sale. Yard sale is co-hosted by Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman. It's every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. The reason I mention it is because of the sponsor. Having one exclusive sponsor allows probably three times as many callers to get through. Think about it. If it were an average 2 hours of radio, there'd be breaks every 6-8 minutes for a commercial, and it'd be very tough to do a show like that. So thanks to First Community Credit Union, we got a yard sale where only every quarter hour there's one commercial, and it's for First Community Credit Union. And they've been doing this for a few years, so if you like the yard sale, you thank First Community. If you've never heard the yard sale, then you're going to like it. And you'll probably become a regular listener every Saturday, because even when you don't have anything to sell and you're not looking for anything to buy, it's just fun to listen to what people have. I get a big kick sometimes out of the things that people sell. and sometimes the prices they want for them, because sometimes it's next to nothing. And then there are times when people think what they have is far more valuable than it really is. That's not as often. Point is, First Community Credit Union, thank you so much for sponsoring the Yard Sale and for staying with us on the move here, and for continuing and for allowing the Yard Sale to continue to be the Yard Sale that folks have known for the last 16 years. And one other quick thing about First Community. We talked a lot over the years about personal banking because most everybody banks somewhere. But we want to make sure you understand they love small business and they love partnering with small business. So if you have a small business, I would talk. I don't care if you already have a relationship with a bank. I'd talk to them about rates and about your company and the size of it and what they could do for you. And then when the time comes, you need a line of credit, you need to buy some equipment, need vehicles, need to buy some real estate or expand or hire more people, they'll have you covered. First Community Credit Union. If you want to know more, go to the website, firstcommunity.com. We could probably just take a couple of calls, right? We go to the top, right, Limey?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Before you take a call, though, I got a text from a listener over the text line, and it was about what we were talking about earlier. And it says, "Hi, Frank, this is Sheila, and this is true. When you get ready to do something and forget what you are doing, you are usually going through a doorway. Turn around, go back through the doorway, and you will remember. Your brain is like a file, and the door makes the brain think that you are done."
A doorway?
No, that doesn't work.
We'd have to figure out.
I've done that. I've gone in a room and then thought, oh, I can't remember why I came in here, and I went back out, and when I went out, I still didn't know.
I've done that, too. I've done that a lot of times.
I just thought it was kind
of
cool.
And hey, did you see who's on the phone?
I did indeed.
And second, I would encourage people to listen to the first hour of the Yard Sale on Saturday, because I will have a lot of free things from a friend of mine to give away. And this includes furniture. It's like a whole house full of things.
Wow, that this that's going to be the biggest audience ever.
Yeah,
Saturday.
So first 7 hour. O'clock. Yeah, first hour. Right, I will.
Limey, I'll tell you what. I'm going to use as much time as we can before top of the hour. Would you hit Norman's theme, please? I mean, Bruce.
Yeah.
Bruce. Bruce is singing. Go ahead. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, from Sullivan, Missouri, it is with great pleasure that we welcome once again the great Norman.
Hey, Norman.
Hey, there, Norman.
Play the happy birthday roll call and the wedding march.
I don't believe we've heard
happy
that.
Happy birthday roll call and the wedding march.
Well, let's hear it. On the kazoo, some people knew who don't know about you might not know is a great kazoo player.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh,
Norman, what's that Phantom of the Opera organ? What is that?
That's my organ. I'm an organ grinder.
Are you? Now, were you playing the organ and the kazoo at the same time?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's talented. That is unbelievable.
And for as good a harmonica player as you are, you can't play bass guitar and harmonica at the same time.
No. No. Wow.
Make me as a bobblehead.
All right. And now you're going to do the wedding march.
Wedding march.
All right.
Paid for playing the wedding march at my own wedding.
Oh. Oh,
I thought it was over.
I know.
There's another verse.
The Long Isle.
Now let's have a party.
Oh. Norman, I think this is the first time we've ever heard you play the organ. Could you just play us something just on the organ? Like the wedding march? Okay.
Here comes Ryan, all big and white. She looks beautiful like Miss Rosemary Butler does.
Oh.
In Del Mar Gardens on the green.
All right.
Now, is there a hint of something to come there? Because for those who don't know, we know that your girlfriend's name is Rosemary Butler. She's at Del Mar Gardens. And,
yeah.
And you put her name in the wedding march. Mm-hmm. Is there the possibility that we might have an engagement here?
Might be.
Oh, Norman.
This is huge news. We're coming to the wedding. I'm just telling you that. Hurt our feelings if
heck
we didn't
yeah.
get invited. Norman, you think there's a chance that she would marry you?
I think there might be.
He's still playing.
Oh, he's still playing. Yeah, he's tinkling on the ivories.
Norman, is there anything else you'd like to play? Now, can you play the organ and not sing just so we just hear the organ? What would you play for
like,
us?
Can you do? Organ? Can you play Take Me Out to the Ball Game? That's another one of your favorites.
Oh, that's I've never heard him play that.
Can you?
No, no, Norman. Can you do it and not sing? Could you do just a little bit of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I recognize it.
Yeah.
That's it, all right.
I feel like I'm at the ballpark.
You know what? For a second, I actually thought I was at the ballpark, and then I thought, wait a minute. No, I'm not. That's Norman. Yeah.
Play ball.
Wow. Ernie Hayes Jr.
Yeah.
What do we got here? So, Norman, how is everything? Are you okay?
I'm okay, yeah.
Now, do you get to get out in this weather, get outside at all?
Not so far.
Not so far. Well, maybe you will be able to while the weather is nice.
There might freeze out there.
Oh, it's nice today.
Yeah. Mm. Anything big in your life happened since we talked last?
Norman?
He got an organ.
Anything big happened to you? When's the last time you talked to Rosemary?
I'm going to try and get her in a little bit here.
But when's the last time you talked to her?
I talked to her yesterday.
Oh, well, yesterday and then today, that sounds like there's something going on there to me.
Did you play the organ and sing for her yesterday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you do get married, you'd play the kazoo and the organ at your own wedding, right?
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You never see that. You never see the groom at the organ playing the wedding march when the bride comes down the aisle. It's the groom playing the organ.
Yeah.
I think this is refreshing and different. I like it. Would you invite us? Would we be on the invitation list if you get married?
Yeah.
What do you think you'd like as a wedding gift from us, from this show?
For
a wedding gift for you or for both of you from this show. What would you like that to be?
My brother and I to live a house.
A house?
A house.
Okay.
That's not too much to ask for, I guess. A house.
Wow.
That's a good answer.
Whoa.
Man. I get the sense that either there's some kind of horror theme in the background he's playing, or he's petrified of marriage. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's scared of marriage, and he should be. Norman, you've never been married, have you?
No.
Keep it that way. Just enjoy the romance with Rosemary Butler and the... there's something exciting about... things you don't know about somebody else, so just keep it that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's not. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to call her in a little while, and you're going to play the organ for her, right? And sing. And
that music in the background reminds me, like, when I was a kid, when Channel 11 had the horror movies on Saturday night, and that Boris Karloff would come on, you know?
Yeah,
that creepy organ music. That reminds me of that.
Norman, do you realize that? You have an ability you don't know you have. You might be able to get a job scoring horror movies.
Yeah.
Playing
yeah.
the tracks for horror movies.
That'd be cool.
Because that's what it kind of sounds like. Norman, anything else? You need anything? Anything else?
To, have let's have a party at the wedding at your...
What? That organ.
Oh, he's playing. Oh, Dracula.
Oh, no. Limey. This will be the one exception. No. We don't want to do walk-up music over Norman. But we are out of time. Norman, did Norman call Dan or did you call him?
Norman called.
You called.
Norman called. Norman,